Hi, everybody, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex with Eagles 360 on this Thursday in South Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Eagles getting ready, of course, for the New York Giants coming to town Sunday night. The crew comes in. Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels on Friday. So it is starting to feel a lot like a rivalry with all this chatter all this excitement building for a primetime game on Sunday.
Primetime, all black, remember? Yes. Black jerseys, black pants for the first time ever. First place, or possible share first place in a division on the line. And this is a heated rivalry that just keeps getting better.
Yeah, I love it, and you love it, and we're going to love it on Sunday night when the Eagles take on the Giants. First place, kind of at stake early in the season in the NFC East. Let's get you caught up on everything happening about the Eagles today. Bo Wolf out on the practice field, our news roundup presented by Sports Authority.
Thank you, fellas, and head coach Chip Kelly talked to the media for the final time before Sunday night's primetime showdown against the New York Giants. Chip Kelly told the media that Brad Smith underwent surgery this week, so he will be out for a couple weeks. That means that James Casey is now the emergency quarterback come Sunday night. He also talked about some of the players who have stepped up in these first 5 weeks of the season as the Eagles sit at 4-1 atop the NFC East. One of them, outside linebacker Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I think, you know, Brandon, his second year in the system, a lot more experience, his ability to play both positions. He can play, you know, on where Trent is. He can also play where Connor is. I think that's really helped him. And then, as I said it the other day, and I'll say it again, is his play on special teams has really elevated. He's been a real force for us on kickoff cover, and I think a lot of times demanding double teams just because of his ability to get down the field. And then if you're going to put one guy on him, he's such a physical, explosive guy. A lot of time he's just blown that guy up. You know, so he's starting to get a little bit more double teams, free some guys up in that situation. So I've just seen his overall game, whether it's just been on defense or special teams, really kind of take a big jump this year.
Quarterback Nick Foles talked after practice as well, and he is ready for a matchup against Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback, who, of course, led the NFL with 27 interceptions last season. But Eli Manning off to a hot start this year. Foles is ready for the challenge.
I think Eli's an outstanding quarterback. He's been very successful. He's won Super Bowls, and he's really done a great job leading his team. And he's played a long career. He's a great college player, high school, comes from a pretty talented family. And I think I like the way he conducts himself. I know it. I'm a Texas boy, but I was in the NFC East area because the Cowboys are down there where I'm from, so I was always aware of it. And it's definitely this is an exciting game. This is as good as it gets.
Elsewhere on the injury front, middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans returned to practice, a big boon for the Eagles' defense. And nickel cornerback Brandon Boykin says if Ryans can play, the defense will certainly be much better.
You know, just knowing that he's fighting to get back on the field as soon as possible. You know, he's the quarterback of the defense, really, making sure everything is in order. And, you know, we know that he's a vital part. So if he's out there and he's going to play, that's great. We need him. But if not, I'm sure people will step up. So, you know, we just got to do what we got to do.
That will do it for your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the Xfinity studio.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. A reminder to everyone, while there are a lot of special festivities planned for Sunday night, including the halftime show, Boys to Men, we invite you to send us your words of encouragement and inspiration during this month of October. It's Eagles Tackling Breast Cancer. The campaign continues as it has been for many years now. Send us your tweets and make sure you include that hashtag EaglesTBC. We want to hear from you. When we return to Eagles 360, Michael Anthony Quick, former Eagles Pro Bowl wide receiver, currently the radio analyst in the booth with Merrill Reese and our co-host on the Eagles Game Plan show. He visits us in studio and breaks down just a little bit this matchup, the Eagles and the Giants, a great one brewing for Sunday night.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win,
you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust,
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
It's the Giants and the Eagles on Sunday night. Sunday Night Football in America lands at Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm Dave Spadaro here with Eagles great former wide receiver Mike Quick, the radio analyst, of course, and our co-host for the Game Plan Show. We're here to talk about Sunday. And the Giants come to town. And to me, Mike, this is the game that kind of tells you exactly what this Eagles team is all about. 4-1 is great.
I agree.
Inconsistent path to this point.
Yeah.
This is the game.
I agree with that because I think right now the NFC East is so good, so competitive. The Giants at 4-1. You know, the Cowboys are coming. Redskins, I don't count them so much right now, but you've got three teams that are really fighting for the top of the NFC East, and I think Sunday night will have a lot to say about who is going to be the who's going to reign supreme in the NFC East.
Let's talk about first the Eagles defense, because it has come under so much scrutiny, particularly the cornerbacks, the pass rush. Let's start at cornerback. Bill Davis earlier this week really defending Kerry Williams, defending Bradley Fletcher. It's been a tough ride for them through five games, as it is for most cornerbacks in the NFL. Your opinion?
Well, in the position that Billy Davis is in, I would expect him to defend his guys. You know, to me, the biggest problem that they're having is not playing the ball when the ball's in the air, because I think they do a pretty good job in coverage, and they say plastering to the receivers. I think they do a pretty good job of that. But the most crucial part in covering is when the ball is there and you have to be able to make a play on the ball. And I think too many times they're not getting their head turned back to locate the football and making a play.
Isn't that fundamentals? Isn't that something the cornerback is taught when he's 15 years old?
Well, it is, but it's taught – different people teach it different ways. Some D-back coaches teach you to just play the receiver and play his hands and his eyes, and whenever he's making a motion to go after the ball, that's when you go after the ball. So – I don't necessarily think that that's exactly what's taught here, although it was at one time. I think they have the option to. But to me, they don't enough times turn around, locate the ball. And because of that, we're seeing too many catches downfield that really shouldn't be.
Is it a relatively easy fix for the Eagles?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think so. To me, I think you have to be a little bit selfish at that point when you're playing that position and you want to get interceptions. I think if you want to get interceptions, you get your head around and you find the football.
Because I look at this game, and I know that we'll talk about the offense in a moment here, but with Beckham Jr. now making a contribution, and Victor Cruz and their tight end Larry Donnell and Reuben Randall, Eli Manning has some great weapons to throw to. They're going to come out and spread the field and throw at the Eagles' cornerbacks.
Well, they also have a very good running game. The Giants are back to pounding the football the way that they did when in the Giants' glory days. You know, they've got a young running back in Andre Williams that out of Boston College that's just a beast in running the football. He's a big back. They have one of the few fullbacks still left in the National Football League in Onoski. So they like to run this lead iso play where they get him on the linebacker. They're a good football team, but they've now incorporated the West Coast offense passing attack. So Eli's going to get the ball out quickly. But as you said now, they've got Beckham back, and he has world-class speed. So that now they incorporate him into everything they've been doing up to this point. You know, they didn't have him for 4 weeks of the regular season. Now they have this guy that can stretch the field. So it just adds more to this dynamic offense.
Yeah, it's going to be a handful for Bill Davis and his defense. It would help the defense a lot if the offense got into the red zone and scored points, scored touchdowns. Eagles ranked 30th in the league in red zone touchdown efficiency. Mike, how does this improve? What is happening in the red zone?
Well, I think you got to do a little bit of what they did on Sunday, getting the ball to Riley Cooper in the perfect matchup. He's 6'4". He's going up against a 5'10 corner. And Nick Foles throws the ball up in a spot where you've got a jump ball situation with your 6'4 wide receiver. It's really all about matchups. You get down in that area, you create the right matchups, and then it's execution, making sure that the wide receiver catches the ball when it's thrown, making sure that the quarterback puts the ball in the right place, making sure that those bigs up front are giving him the protection that he needs. It's about execution and it's about matchups.
Matchup, well, that's one of the reasons they brought Darren Sproles in here, because he's so difficult. Last thing here, how did the Eagles get the ball to him a little bit more in the passing game? It's been kind of non-existent the last few weeks.
Moving him around as they've done, but really trying to focus on getting him the ball. Design plays to get him in a matchup situation where he's favorable. You know, he's so quick. You can use him in so many ways, slot, wide. And it all depends on what guy is he going to draw when you put him in these different situations. Now, if he draws a guy where you don't have a favorable matchup, you got to go somewhere else with the ball. But it's all about that. It's all about the matchup.
Eagles win this game, Mike. How do they do it?
I think they win this game defensively. They've got to do a real good job, the cornerbacks do, on the outside receivers. That's first. If you're able to – see, I think up front, the Eagles play so well. I think in the run game, they're going to be solid. The passing game, they have to be good on the outside. And then offensively, they have to move people around. They have to catch them off guard, misdirection stuff, and make sure that the quarterback and the wide receivers are on point, on the same page, but also executing the offense.
A win would be oh so sweet to get to 5-1 atop the NFC East going into the bye week. We thank you, Mike. Quick six in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose. We get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out. We're back.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We'll hear more from Mike Quick and the game plan crew in just a little bit as they break down one of the Eagles' fine young defensive linemen, Cedric Thornton. We want to now break down some of the matchups that we see as critical ones on Sunday night. Chris, let's begin. The Eagles' offensive line, the left tackle, Jason Peters, with a big assignment against a healthy and productive Jason Pierre-Paul.
You mentioned healthy and productive, and that's the key with Pierre-Paul. Last season, he struggled with back injuries, and it looked like that he was on the decline. Well, he's healthy and fully back this season, and Jason Pierre is going to have his hands full. Obviously, you got to protect Nick Foles' blindside, and you want to open up the pass for LeSean McCoy to get the run game going. But if the Eagles can limit Pierre-Paul and focus on the rest of that fast-paced defensive line, it'll go a long way for this Eagles offense.
Yeah, the Giants' success has always been in the nickel, using four defensive ends in the pass rush, and Pierre-Paul has been effective this year. Another matchup to watch for the Eagles, and you talk about the passing game. Jeremy Maclin's been terrific through five games. This time, he's got an old friend covering him. Chris, let's talk a little bit about it. You handle it. It's Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie after his terrific season in Denver last year, now with the Giants.
Yes, as freakishly physical as they come, very talented, just never was able to put it together with the Eagles. Like you said, Dave, had the good season in Denver, has played well for the New York Giants, is battling some injuries, but he and Macklin used to go head-to-head in practices. Macklin, with 4 touchdowns on the season, said that he used to get the better of DRC in those workouts, so we'll see how it carries over to the field this Sunday night.
And for the Eagles defense, really the key matchup as we see it will be the Eagles in the secondary against the Giants' explosive group of receivers. And in the slot, Brandon Boykin will see a lot of Victor Cruz. Cruz, strong, very physical, excellent hands, terrific route runner. And Boykin has seen him in the past, has done a good job with him in the past. Now that the Giants run that West Coast offense, a lot of 3 wide receiver sets, that means a lot of Cruz in the slot, Odell Beckham Jr. outside, and of course Reuben Randall, rounding out a very good group.
Very talented group indeed, Dave, and it's one that Eli Manning is getting the ball to. The focus is getting the ball, rid of the ball quickly, getting the hands of those receivers. You mentioned a matchup with Boykin and Cruz. Boykin had an interception against Cruz last season, so it'll definitely be something to keep an eye on as Eli Manning has looked much more comfortable in this West Coast scheme.
Yeah, he really has looked great the last 3 games, and the Giants' offense has been humming. Now, what about special teams? Can the Eagles possibly keep this role going on special teams? Well, they rank first in the NFL in punt return offense, of course. Darren Sproles has been outstanding. And an interesting twist this week, Giants punter Steve Weatherford has been battling a knee injury for much of the season, suffered that in the opener against Detroit. So he's hobbled. It wasn't the opener against the second week against Detroit. He's hobbled a bit. Was it the opener against Detroit or was it the second week against? No, it doesn't matter. He's limited in mobility. So obviously it'll be a mismatch if Sproles gets into the open field. I would question the wisdom, and the Giants have learned this in the past, of kicking to the Eagles in the punt return game. I would imagine that Darren Sproles will have limited opportunities to get his hands on the football, Chris. I think that the Giants are going to keep the ball away from Darren Sproles.
And the Giants know how good the Eagles have been on special teams. Tight end James Casey flat said that the Eagles special teams have a target on their back now, so they know every team is going to give them their best. Giants have struggled on special teams, but they know how good the Eagles have been and want to take that phase out of the game.
Yeah, there. So 4 touchdowns for the Eagles special teams. Can they make it a 5th in prime time on Sunday night? Well, we'll find out a little bit about that. Let's find out more about the Giants when we return to Eagles 360. We go behind enemy lines to get a look at the 3-2 and surging New York Giants.
Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
All season long, stop into your local Acme Markets and purchase the Eagles Item of the Week. When you do, you will receive a receipt code making you eligible for the Swoop In and Win sweepstakes. Just go to swoopinandwin.com and enter the code today. It's your chance to win Eagles tickets, Eagles Pro Shop and Acme gift cards, and Eagles autographed merchandise. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Time to go behind enemy lines as we do each and every week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And to preview the Sunday night showdown with the New York Giants, we bring in Art Stapleton from the Bergen Record. And Art, the Giants come in red hot, winners of 3 consecutive games. In your estimation, what has been the biggest difference in this Giants football team?
I think 2 things. One, it's the offensive line, and they gained a lot of confidence with the way they played against J.J. Watt. You know, we've seen the best defensive player in football wrecked games, and the way the Giants' offensive line came together to kind of hold Watt in check and get the Giants their first win last month, I think that gave them a lot of confidence. And the other part is mentally. I think this team was mentally fragile last year. I think they expected bad things to happen when they were 0-6. And I think this year they're mentally tougher. And I think, you know, that Atlanta game is a great indication of a team believing that they were still in the game, even though they were down 10. And, you know, I think you've seen it from the Eagles, and I think the Giants have the same kind of resiliency in terms of not being out of a game. So those would be the two biggest keys, I think, for the Giants so far.
Art, what has made Eli Manning much more comfortable in Ben McAdoo's offense over the last couple weeks?
You know, it's funny because back in the summer, I had spoken to Jerry Rice about playing in the West Coast offense, and nobody did it better than the Rice 49ers, you
of
know,
course.
Bill Walsh days. I mean, he's basically the creator of the offense. And Rice said, you know, look, it could be week one, it could be week five, it could be week 10, but all of a sudden it's going to click. And it'll click for Eli, it'll click for his receivers, it'll click for the offensive line. And I think the running game against Houston, when Rashad Jennings ran for 176 yards, certainly made Eli comfortable. You know, I think that week one against Detroit was a tough matchup because of the volume in that building. I think they made it really hard on Eli and his offensive line. But for the most part, I think Eli has embraced this offense, getting the ball out quick. You know, the only other quarterback in the league that's getting the ball out faster than Eli Manning is Peyton Manning.
Figures.
And that's company for Eli. He's never gotten the ball out quicker than 2.6 seconds. This year it's 2.2. So it's a huge difference when defensive lines are looking at trying to get at Eli Manning and force him into mistakes. He's just not making mistakes right now.
Art, there are two rookies who are going to have an impact on this Sunday night matchup. Running back Andre Williams, expected to start in place of Rashad Jennings, and Odell Beckham Jr., who scored a touchdown last week in his NFL debut. Can you talk about their progress to this point?
Yeah, you know, Beckham obviously got a lot of attention for what he wasn't doing for about a month and a half in training camp and preseason. You know, the guy re-aggravated a hamstring injury, and he just wasn't able to get on the field, and the Giants took it slow. His combination of speed and hands is something that the Giants don't have. And this year, the Giants offense, with the insertion of Beckham on Sunday, it's just amazing what his combination of skills makes a defense look at. And I've never seen better hands on a young receiver than I've seen from Beckham. And as for Andre Williams, you know, look, you're talking about a Heisman Trophy finalist that went in the fourth round. So Andre Williams comes in, and I don't expect Rashad Jennings to play. You know, Williams is a bruiser. He loves pounding into guys. You know, if you're used to seeing the Giants, reminds me a little bit of Ahmad Bradshaw, maybe slightly bigger and certainly not as banged up and injured as Ahmad was for so many years. You know, Eagles fans are familiar with him, but wearing the same 44. I think Andre Williams, you know, a nugget for you guys, Andre Williams' mother, before he was drafted by the Giants, is an Eagles fan.
Well, we'll enjoy that nugget there for later in the week. All right, I want to look at the match between the Eagles offense and the Giants defense. The Giants defense played pretty well against the offense last year. The offense has had its struggles this season, been very up and down throughout the course of the season. Key updates on the status of John Beast in the middle linebacker, who has been hampered by injury, and as well as Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, former Eagle. Everyone here in Philadelphia knows him. Obviously, that secondary is much different if he's not 100%.
Completely agree. We'll take DRC first. I think he plays, you know, we'll get an update from Tom Coughlin and as it goes throughout the week. But I would imagine that DRC is on the field and probably pretty energized to play well against the Eagles Sunday night. And, you know, the Giants, what they've done is, you know, they've allowed Prince Amukamara to come along too. So between DRC and Prince, they believe they have two corners who can shut down anyone in the league besides Calvin Johnson, because we saw on opening night what that happened. As far as Beeson goes, You know, I think this plays into his favor this week. I think you will see Beeson active. The fact that the game will be played on grass, I think, helps Beeson. It's the lateral movement, and it's really pain management for him right now. But I do expect to see Beeson and DRC both in the lineup for the Giants on Sunday night.
Beeson has probably been targeting this day for his return for quite some time. Art Stapleton from the Bergen Record. You can follow him on Twitter at @Art_Stapleton. Art, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Yeah! Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Market, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave and Chris here. Time to throw it over to the fan cave and get a little breakdown. A scouting report, if you will. Mike Quick, Ike Reese, taking a look at Eagles defensive lineman Cedric Thornton.
All right, Mike, each week on this defensive line, it seemed like it's a new star emerging from the game. And last week, it was this guy's turn to emerge. Cedric Thornton, couple big plays, fumble recovery, scored a touchdown. Watching here in the run game, you watching Cedric and Trent Cole, this is a part of the game where they're running the slant and Casey's responsibility is back there. But Cedric Thornton doesn't just do his job by going down and forcing the ball to bounce. I like what he does by getting back into the play.
You know, you point out Sid, but I think the entire defensive line, Benny Logan, I thought, had a really good game. Watch Benny Logan on this play, how he holds the point of attack. This running back has to bounce this play back because of the way Benny sets at the point of attack. Sid Thornton, as you said, gets off of that block and makes the play. But it's a group effort.
It really is. And you watch these guys down here again. Cedric Thornton's going to do a great job of defeating this double team and getting back in on the play. You got a double team there by these two guys. Cedric uses his hands, wipes off, he's in on the tackle.
Yeah, it's a combo block on him where the guard's going to try and get up to the second level. But as they try and make that exchange on the combo, he just goes right through, blows up the play, makes the stop.
Yeah, and you watch here on this sack. Play starts over here. You got a rush look here, rush look here. The Rams don't know how many guys are coming. You got Jake Long here. He's going to make the mistake of setting too far back. Trent Cole comes under. Big hit on Austin Davis. My man right here just seems to be Johnny on the spot.
Well, Trent Cole makes this tackle set a little too deep. He gets him to set deep. Then he's able to cut underneath him and get to the football.
Watch him here in this play. And this is all about effort and hustle. One thing Chip loves to harp on with his players. The play is made on this side. Great job by Brandon Bear.
Yep.
Stifling this blocker at the point of attack. This runner has nowhere to go. That's his hole. You know, great job by Brandon Graham protecting the outside. You got Casey Matthews filling that lane.
Yep.
Brandon Graham's going to do a great job on right on free, pokes the ball out. And here comes our guy, Cedric Thornton. It's no coincidence he's around the football. That happens when you hustle to the ball.
You're exactly right. And it's, again, a great team effort. Nowhere to go for the running back at the point of attack. He's completely shut off. And then when Graham comes in, punches the football out, they're off and running. But is that a city ball or is that a country ball? That's right in the middle.
Here's the big question.
Is that a city ball or is that a country ball?
As of right now, there's a lot of grass there, so I can see why Sid would think that's a country ball, because you know his eyes see this way. He sees nothing. This guy, the quarterback, does not even count as being a car in the city. I would have to say that's a country ball.
Well, big country boy picks it up and he makes another big play on that country ball.
Let's take a look at our weekend Eagles programming, the Eagles game plan show presented by Verizon Wireless on 6ABC on Saturday at 7:30. Inside the Eagles on 6ABC Friday at 1:05 a.m. Re-airs on Saturday at 12:05 a.m. Eagles game day kickoff gets you ready to go on Sunday, 11:30 in the morning on 6ABC. And then the Eagles game day final, it will air on Monday. So make sure you tune in after the primetime game on Sunday night. Eagles Extra presented by Acme on Comcast Sportsnet Monday 6:30 with a re-air at 11 p.m. And then, of course, countdown to kickoff on 94WIP starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday night. Eagles fifth quarter, 2 hours after the game. And we will have you covered every step of the way here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we get ready for hashtag Black Sunday.
Yes, the only place, if you're not going to be at the game, of course, to see the Boy Simmons halftime show will be on Philadelphia.com or on our mobile app.
And it was a lot of fun in the locker room yesterday, some of the players, Vinnie Curry and LeSean McCoy trying to belt out their favorite Boys to Men songs. Of course, they'll be in the locker room leading 21-7.
I'll take that, yes.
We're going to keep our eyes here on the last couple of days leading into Sunday on the injury report, so make sure you're with us every step of the way. And Eagles 360 returns on Friday at 5 p.m. For Chris, I'm Dave. We thank you so much for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.